every year, after the incredible high and pageantry of Easter, we encounter this dude, dear Thomas. He's the first subject of every sermon directly after Easter. After we have all said our Christ is risen, Christ is risen indeed, alleluias, and donned our adorable Easter outfits and ate all of the candy and all of the ham, as we still feel sort of smug and revelatory, free from our Lenten fasts, we see Thomas, the guy who couldn't even believe in the resurrection within a week of it happening. Poor Thomas. His only crime was that he had the audacity to be reasonable about this resurrection business. And he's been doubting Thomas ever since, for millennia. But I would hope that if you heard that one of your friends was resurrected from the dead, that you would not believe it until you saw them and knew it was not a hoax. It is 100% reasonable response to want to see someone, right? Each of us would have that response. I would say that we actually do continue to have that response. We have all balked at the resurrection power of Jesus. Not because we haven't celebrated Easter or espoused our faith in the bodily resurrection of Jesus, but because we have not entrusted ourselves and our reality to this life-giving power. We can say that we believe that Jesus was raised from the dead, but can we believe that that resurrection power of Jesus is among us now? Just because we believe it for Jesus doesn't mean we believe it in real time. The reason we see this dude, Thomas, right after Easter is because it is important for us to immediately remember that the resurrection of Jesus is not just a one-time phenomenon, but a reflection of the reality of all things. As Christians, we are a resurrection people. And as Richard Rohr puts it, resurrection and renewal are the universal and observable patterns of everything. God's incredible work of new life and the resurrection of Jesus points to truth that has been woven into creation and continues to work itself into all things and all places in the miraculous love of God. Can we believe it? When God's love and grace are present, resurrection happens. And God's love and grace are present everywhere. Can we believe it? Our Lenten midweek study this year was so wonderful. Some amazing humans came out on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. with their open minds and their open hearts and their ready laughter and their sincerity. One of the beautiful insights of the group was during one of our Lectio Divina practices with today's gospel lesson. When we realized that the scripture was something more powerful than we had even thought before, we had been talking about Jesus as the wounded healer and how amazing that is, that he was not resurrected in perfect condition, but with his scars and wounds still visible. This is purposeful and it has incredible significance. It shows us that the goal of getting through our trials and suffering is not for us to survive it and then pretend nothing ever happened. It's not for us to put everything back together again as quickly as possible and have it be pristine. That the point of resurrection is not to leave all the bad stuff behind and just move forward and act like nothing ever happened. Our trials and our suffering have a bigger role to play in our lives and stories than that. Jesus' resurrection shows us this. They are meant to transform us into something new and then speak hope to our own hearts and those around us. If Jesus had not had those wounds, it would have been more difficult for Thomas and the others to see him for who he was and what he had done. And just like Jesus' scars, our scars provide hope for others too. They are a place of healing and a place of power, and they light the way to resurrection. How many of you have ever seen the beautiful Japanese art of kintsugi? Have you seen this? It's where they take broken pottery and they glue it together with gold epoxy so that the broken lines become threads of gold. Where it had broken is now beauty. It's an amazing art form. It shows us that a life put together is no less miraculous, but somehow in the power of resurrection, it's incredibly more. Our scars tell the story of healing. They're beautiful, and they point to hope. Can we believe it? I don't know about you, but I'm not very inspired by perfection. Right? All these influencers that are so perfect, they kind of make me feel bad about myself, to be honest. My pantry will never look like that. I'm sorry. I don't know if I even want it. Are they a serial killer too? Like, what the heck? To me, I am more inspired by what's real. When we see the warts, the scars, the vulnerability in each other, and yet somehow the power of God shining through all that, that's what truly inspires. That's what draws us in. And it's what really brings peace. Jesus spoke peace to those disciples that day, not just with his words and the Holy Spirit, but with his scars there, with his life there. Can we believe it? What we realized during our Lenten observance is that even though none of us will get to put our hands into the side or hands of Jesus this side of heaven, we still get to see evidence of Jesus' resurrection all around us. We will get to touch the scars of our siblings in Christ who have walked through trials and brokenness and come out on the other side. We will get to see the evidence of survival and vibrancy for those who have walked in the shadow of death. We will get to hear how God's resurrection power has brought new life here, now, in the midst of our community. Can we believe it? This is incredible. When we can make the pivot from the resurrection of Jesus being a one-time act that did some kind of finite cosmic transaction to the fact that resurrection is the constant cosmic reality in which we inhabit as Christians, we walk in life abundant. Easter is a day to celebrate the resurrection. Today is a day to put our hands in the wounds and believe it is possible for us, for others, and for the world. Thomas famously insisted on seeing those scars, but thank goodness he did. It reminds us every year that the scars we bear point to resurrection, that the hurt we've endured is not wasted, that the stories of our worst days can be gifted to those that we love and provide a way to freedom, a ray of hope, grace for the journey. Do not doubt. Believe. Resurrection is for you. Peace be with you. Amen. Let's stand and sing together.